AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A major earthquake hit Nepal today, killing at least 37 people less than 3 weeks after another massive quake killed more than 8,100. Nicola Jones is in the capital of Kathmandu, where she works with the British Red Cross. She says people were already terrified because of the last quake when this one hit.
The local people were extremely upset and distraught, and so this is going to make people, again, even if their houses are safer, really reluctant to sleep inside again. So I think we could maybe expect to see that some of the camps, there'll be a lot of people there sleeping tonight because people will be traumatized.
She talked to Sky News. Tom Brady has just 3 days to appeal his suspension in the Deflategate scandal. He'll miss 4 games if the suspension sticks. Our pro football writer Barry Wilner on what the NFL is doing here beyond penalizing a quarterback it thinks was playing with softer-than-regulation footballs.
It shows you that if you mess around with the integrity of the game, the NFL is going to come down hard, even if it's against their marquee player and their championship franchise.
Brady's Patriots are being fined $1 million and they'll lose 2 draft picks. Matthew Apperson, the man involved in a shooting incident with George Zimmerman in the Orlando area, claims he acted in self-defense. That's what his lawyer says about the incident in which Zimmerman was slightly injured by flying glass from his vehicle's windshield. Still not clear exactly what happened there, but police say Zimmerman did not fire a weapon. They say the two men were involved in a road rage incident last year. Food Network star Sandra Lee says she has breast cancer and will have a double mastectomy. She says she's going public with this to encourage other women to get screened. The Dow is down 52 points. This is AP Radio News. Will it save his life? Boston bomber Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers put a nun on the witness stand yesterday as they tried to save him from execution. The jury's already convicted him, but beginning tomorrow, they'll start to decide whether he should get life in prison without parole or death. Our Denise Lavoie was in the courtroom when the final witness took the stand for the defense, Sister Helen Prejean, who wrote Dead Man Walking.
Here's a Catholic nun, highly respected nun, who's known as a nationally known as a death penalty opponent, saying that he expressed some kind of sorrow about the victims.
A suburban Cincinnati man accused of plotting to attack the U.S. Capitol building in support of Islamic State extremists goes back to court this afternoon. 21-year-old Christopher Lee Cornell, his father has said Cornell was coerced by what he called a government snitch. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money.